This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Statement. He's answering Al Frankenstein's question. You know, I mean, it couldn't be any more clear what he's saying here. And you see the hysteria, the breathlessness. And I want your reaction. What do you think is going on here? Because it's deeper. Any person with common sense would see what this is. Go ahead.
No. First of all, Donald Trump yesterday had a great day in the media. His speech was a home run. Everything was going well. And surprise, surprise, the Washington Post and the New York Times come up with another fake news story that has no meaning. And they're shocked to discover, for example, that the Russian ambassador was one of 30 people, to their credit. Even the Post downplayed this and recognized that it was so stupid it was embarrassing. There are apparently like 30 ambassadors who come up to congratulate Sessions at the Republican National Convention at a Heritage Foundation reception. They're all just standing around talking. And this is supposed to be the big meeting. The other thing was he was very clear. Franken asked him about campaign activities. He said, I never discussed them with the Russians. It turned out the Russian ambassador came by to the U.S. Senate office in his role as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and is one of, I think, 46 ambassadors that he's met with. But here's what I'm intrigued with, Sean. I watched the press conference. He said, I asked my team to advise me. They told me I should recuse myself. I am following their advice. I'm going to make sure this is all clear. It was pointed out to him that the president had said maybe he shouldn't, and he proved his independence. He did what he thought was right, not what he thought the White House wanted. Now, I want to see how the New York Times and the Washington Post spin this. I mean, here's a guy who's done exactly what they said he should do, and he's done it for the right reasons. He's done it in a way that proves he's independent. And it'll be kind of nice tomorrow in my fantasy life to imagine a editorial in the Post and an editorial in the Times congratulating the Attorney General for doing the right thing.
Well, Newt Gingrich, along with Sean Hannity last night commenting on Jeff Sessions, of course, he also said that he was curious to see if that headline would be there and that rewrite. Not going to happen. Actually, you know, Scott, I think what should happen is this. Okay, Jeff Sessions recuses himself, demonstrates clearly that the Attorney General's office is not marching in step with the president because the president said, heck with them, don't do that. But he says, no, you know, he maintains separation. And, of course, I'm sure that President Trump respects Jeff Sessions on that decision to recuse himself. I, you know, this thing's getting to be ridiculous. And to hear the Democrats talk like it is a fait accompli, that they have all the information, all the facts are there. Yes, exactly. I mean, he has done this. It's factual. I mean, they say it's factual, just like global warming. Remember? You know, the President Obama. It's just a fact.
Unfortunately,
and then you get all this information coming out.
Unfortunately, in this case, there's actually more evidence than you know,
than global warming.
But so, but the evidence here is clear. He's not. If you go through the video, they keep posting these transcripts where they take less and less of what Franken's question is.
Right. Exactly.
And
even Franken, he's bumbling through the question. It is so fresh, and it's like, why are you even asking that question? It is, there's no foundation. It is so faulty that you're stumbling in asking the question. But let me say this, Scott. I believe the response from the Attorney General's office say, you know what? We're going to get a special investigator. We're going to investigate not only the Russians, but we're going to investigate all the cheating that has been going on for years. And we're going to look into this because now that you've opened up Pandora's box, we're going to look into how many buses the Democrats have been sending to different polling stations during Election Day. Okay? And let's open it up and let's really take a look and see what's inside here. Yeah, we're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Vision of if this country, humming and get us up to 3 to 5% GDP, you imagine? That's going to cure a lot of ills here in this country. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth with us right now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. And, of course, now we spell baby, B-A-B-E. Are you just saying Reagan Babe, or are you still ReaganBaby.com? We're just doing it with an E instead of a Y now, right?
Yeah, I've just been doing ReaganBabe.com, not to give any more confusion, as my website was hijacked on the first day of CPAC, and I have actually really good news, but I can't share it yet. I am talking to lawyers today, and I think Reagan Baby will just come back in my possession, and we'll go from there. But for now, it's ReaganBabe.com. Uh-huh. My social media still has Reagan Baby on Facebook and Reagan underscore baby on Twitter.
Okay, and hopefully we'll get the other ones all working together so we're back to normal. For the sake of declaration and full accountability, Megan, I haven't talked to any Russian at all this year. I just want you to know that, and I'm raising my right hand. My Bible's here somewhere. I haven't talked to anyone. Have you been talking to any Russians lately?
No, but I got to check my tweet timeline. I don't want to end up like Claire McCaskill, who yesterday tweeted out in the morning that she had never once ever talked to any Russians ever while she sat on the committee. And Twitter is forever, Claire. In 2013, she met with the Russian ambassador. In 2015, she also met with him. And the same Russian ambassador visited the White House 26 times.
We need to hire this guy. I'm thinking this guy is so pervasive. I mean, he is hustling out there. He's meeting with everybody and causing more trouble. We need to hire him.
Yeah, well, he's very busy, so he might cost a lot to break him away from all of his appointments that he's had with the White House and the many Democrats. And, you know, this story is such a nothing burger, but, of course, the Democrats are going to run with it because this is another political assassination attempt in order to not only discredit Donald Trump, but make him weaker, because Donald Trump's impeachment is their goal.
Yes.
So they're going to overthrow everybody around him in order to destabilize his administration and create, along with the help of the press, this whole entire narrative that is not even based in fact. It is complete fiction. We know that all of the evidence was presented to the Congress and the related committees before the inauguration by James Clapper and Brennan, and there is nothing there.
Well, they keep saying 17 agencies have said there's evidence. This is solid. You know, they're already, you know, putting a bow around it and making it all conclusive. But when I read the report from the agencies, it was a yawn.
Right, exactly. But the New York Times and the other propaganda prostitutes of the Democrat Party are going to try and make all of this a new story in order to take away the fact that 7 in 10 Americans, after Donald Trump's speech to the joint session of Congress, 7 in 10 Americans walked away with more optimism. And optimism is not what the Democrats want, because they need the misery. They need all of the, what would you call it? Just the absolute, they need the misery.
Yeah, they need the angst. They need people worried. And then the people see what happened last Saturday when they're trying to elect the head of the DNC. And how discombobulated was that situation? And what do they end up at the end of the day? They end up staying the course, you know, with Tom Perez.
Well, of course, because the central command is still in Washington and just got a $60 million grant for a book deal. And central command is Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and Valerie Jarrett.
Exactly. All living together now, huh?
Yeah.
In one happy household?
Happy family.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So that's the central command for the coup that's taking place in order to overthrow this administration.
Now, they needed Valerie Jarrett there because she's the only one who knows how to make breakfast. Is that what you're telling me?
Or the fact that she's an Iranian.
Yeah.
They happen to love Iranians.
Yes, so, exactly.
Yeah, and so, you know, I don't know if you caught this story, but I was talking about this on the Wayne Allyn Root Show yesterday, that a Pakistani family, four of them, two brothers and their wives, were basically had access to 14 Democrat highly sensitive security information and emails. And they were offloading these emails onto a private server, and Democrats were paying them. They made $5 million.
Wow.
And this story is not being talked about because the Democrats don't want to talk about it.
Of course not.
There are agents, Muslim agents, Pakistani agents, that have been uncovered in a variety of our intelligence agencies, all working with Democrats. All have very surreptitious backgrounds. Some have ties to Hezbollah. And that's the type of story we should be talking about. But the Democrats, again, do not want to talk about it, nor does the press.
Right. Well, Trevor Loudon has released a new documentary called The Enemies Within. For many years, Megan, he has been yelling from the rooftops about the enemies within the Barack Obama administration. So I don't know why people are surprised, unless you just have not been aware that this has been a growing concern. And, of course, they're doing everything they can to muddy up the waters so that Donald Trump cannot get his team in place. And we're not talking just cabinet leaders and members. We're talking other people that need to be within the government to be on Trump's side, that Trump knows that he can count on them.
Well, right, and Jeff Sessions said yesterday that he's waiting for his deputy. You know, he was supposed to have these hearings this week, but geez, the lawless rose up along with their help in the press and completely sabotaged this hearing. So the hearing is now on Monday, and they've done everything they can to discredit a very honest man, Jeff Sessions. You know, if you watch the whole clip from his confirmation hearing, Al Franken, Senator Al Franken, who stole the election from Norm Coleman, started out saying, now I understand, Senator, this is late breaking news. CNN, you know, has these unsubstantiated reports. This is all coming in.
Yeah, and nobody said stop. Stop right there. Nobody said stop. You can't go any further. Unsubstantiated report. I mean, this is fake news in big headlines, neon lights here. But yet he goes forward to bumble through this question, Megan.
Yeah, and you know, you could see the look like of concern because the allegations that CNN were publishing during breaking news and what Al Franken was regurgitating was really astounding. I mean, Russian double agents and spies working with what? You know? And so you could see that look on his face, Jeff Sessions' face, and he did answer the question. You could tell it was honestly, you know, as a surrogate, I never worked with the Russians during the campaign. And that's an honest answer.
Exactly.
But you have the likes of Chuck Schumer calling for his resignation because they don't want to establish law and order. They need the lawlessness.
Without a doubt. And Megan, you know, as you mentioned, his deputy is not in place. The assistant deputy to Jeff Sessions right now is a Barack Obama zealot. And could you imagine now that Jeff Sessions has recused himself, that that person gets to pick the special prosecutor?
Yeah, that's why I just don't think recusal should have come right away. I would have come out with both barrels.
Right. Well, let's pick it up from there. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
We are blessed to be joined tonight by Corinne Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator, Senior Chief William Ryan Owens. Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation. I just spoke to our great General Mattis just now, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
One of the touching moments, Megan, I'm sure you'd agree, with the President's joint session speech of Congress. I'll tell you, as you mentioned, with the polling evidence demonstrating that America is at large is coming alongside and behind this president. They like the trajectory of this country, unlike the Democrats right now. And this was quite disturbing. You saw them after the speech. They could not get out in front of the cameras to try to unspin the spin here.
Right. And Ann Coulter, I think, sent one of the funniest tweets. I think it was yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. You know, 7 in 10 Americans loved the speech, feel more optimistic. The other 3 work for CNN.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless Ann.
Oh, yes.
And this is exactly right. When they don't stand up for a widow of our fallen soldier who risked his life to seize high, you know, intelligence information that's going to help in our battle against ISIS. And by the way, this morning there was a publication, I think Yahoo News, I caught it, whereby this intelligence agency, this intelligence gathering mission, found 100 Al Qaeda operatives in their locations.
Wow.
And so this is, the information gained from this raid, was a success, with unfortunate
I was waiting, Megan, for a cutaway to John McCain, and I think maybe John McCain in advance said, "Don't you dare point the camera in my direction if this comes up," because if you remember, McCain was very vocal that he was the one that introduced the idea that it wasn't a successful mission.
Right.
Quite surprising, you know.
Not really, because John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and the other very squishy Republicans are also working against this administration in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Collins even came out and was calling for Jeff Sessions to recuse himself and a special prosecutor, and based on absolutely no evidence, it seems like they want to work along with the Democrats. And furthermore, Bill Kristol had tweeted a couple weeks ago, that neocon who seems to love John McCain and his ilk, tweeted that he prefers the deep state to the Trump state. Well, the Trump state was Pennsylvania, Indiana, Michigan, the Rust Belt, and the many other tens of millions of people that ushered in this president. So he prefers the deep, corrupted state with the Obama lackeys that are undermining our national security by providing plenty of leaks to their prostitutes in the press, but he over the hardworking men and women that suffered greatly the past 8 years under Barack Obama.
Exactly. Well, Megan, you know, when we were talking before about a special prosecutor and regarding Jeff Sessions, I think the answer back from this administration, and you can't say from the administration, but from Jeff Sessions, not only is he going to recuse himself, but we're going to do an all-inclusive look into the integrity of the voting process, including voter fraud.
Yeah, and you know, they found some evidence of voter fraud in Ohio, whereby illegal aliens did vote, up to, I think, 100 of them, which I thought was a little light.
Right.
However, as you know, we've been conducting our own investigations here in Nevada, and what we've uncovered is going to require federal oversight, because there's only so much information we can gather as private citizens.
Sure,
so to speak.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing. See, the Democrats are going to be nervous about this because they have said time and again, including former Attorney General Eric Holder, that there's not a smidgen. I mean, it's ridiculous. There is no voter fraud whatsoever, he says with a straight face. And I say, well, why would that be the case? If there's no voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud?
Right. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Prove anyone wrong that is sitting, like myself, with 10,300 envelopes from actively registered voters that were returned to the candidate only because my candidate sent out first-class mail in that bulk rate. Otherwise,
yes,
that would have been sent into the garbage. So when you look at that, Bill, if 10,300 envelopes came back to my candidate with actively registered voters, where are the 10,300 sample ballots?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's all that about?
According to a federal post office regulation, I think it's POM 432, these sample ballots, if they're returned, as they go out first class, even though they're shipped bulk, they go out, they're handled in a first class manner, even though they're shipped bulk.
Right.
If they're returned to the post office, they have to be handled in a first class manner, meaning they have to be tagged, registered, inventory, and stored. And the local registrar, as well as the Secretary of State, can use this information to clean up the voter rolls. So this is the type of information that the questions that I have, where are the sample ballots?
Yeah, and exactly. What have you done to reconcile the information that you got with these ballots? Are they just thrown in the trash can and ignored?
Well, they're either thrown in the trash can or ignored, or they're picked up.
Right.
Or that they're picked up and they're used accordingly.
Exactly.
But these are the questions. I mean, I just want someone to answer these questions.
Well, Megan, I think you're onto something here, but I believe that in this whole situation, this investigation needs to be a lot more comprehensive, not only about the Russians. I mean, well, right now the focus is the Russians. You're going to tell me the Chinese weren't involved? You're going to tell me North Korea, just for a lark, didn't, get, several thousand people? I mean, you hear experts talking about America, here we were at one time at the forefront of all this technology, but what's happening around the world dwarfs in insignificance, I will say, by comparison, because they have thousands of IT computer experts working to, execute all these scams, and we're undermanned. I mean, some are saying as much as 100 to 1.
Yeah, there's definitely deep-rooted problems, as we see with the politicization of our intelligence agencies and people working on behalf of Barack Obama still, in order to act like the community organizer that their former president was and create crisis and chaos. And if crisis, never let a crisis go to waste, and if one doesn't exist, manufacture one. And so this manufactured news about the Russians interfering in our election is, like I said, a big nothing burger. It's not even based in fact. But this is the new Democrat talking point. When you look at the headlines, it's like they've all plagiarized each other from the notes of Chuck Schumer.
Well, like you say, it's all part of the Saul Alinsky playbook. And you've got one of their stalwarts did not ride off into the sunset whatsoever. He found a nice place in D.C., brings Valerie Jarrett in there, and dare I say there's probably a war room in that household with all these strategies on the wall. What do you think?
Absolutely. This is Central Command, which is only set up a few blocks from the White House in a $5.2 million fortress that now has a wall on it. I mean, don't you find that kind of hypocritical?
Yes. A wall, and I'm sure there are people there with guns that are protecting him, too.
Yeah. What about gun violence?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can take the boy out of Chicago. You just can't take the Chicago out of the boy, with all due respect, okay?
So, or the communism, or the community organizing.
Just it all goes in. All these things are pointing there. And meanwhile, we've got a president who decided to put everything on the line, set it aside, his family, his business, and he's dedicating 20-some hours a day on behalf of we the people. And meanwhile, you have others that are doing everything they can to muddy up the waters and, as I say, put a stick in his spokes as he's trying to roll this country forward. Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com right now. Soon to be back again, Reagan Baby, but right now, Reagan Babe. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, you think about it, those are the things that really matter, isn't it? This needs to be at the very core of, the efforts that is required to get this country back on track. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and joining the good fight with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. James Antle III is with us, Washington Examiner's politics editor, previously managing editor of the Daily Caller, associate editor of the American Spectator, and senior writer for the American Conservative. James, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill.
A lot of talk. On the Beltway, I think CNN and some of the others would like to make a bigger deal, Democrats, about Jeff Sessions. And I think Jeff Sessions took a lot of bite out of their teeth in his conference yesterday. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think he came out, he took questions, he had a plausible account, and, look, if you go back and listen to and read the actual questions that he was asked during his Senate testimony, and then compare it to the context that with the Russian ambassador that we now know he had, it's pretty clear the Democrats were asking him, did he get contacted as a result of the campaign?
Exactly.
Was he in contact with the Russians about the 2016 presidential campaign?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing that we have discovered, no information that has been made public, suggests that he has been. That doesn't mean that he didn't talk to a Russian ambassador in any other capacity during the course of his career or during the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, they want to make it seem if you shared a canapé at one of the D.C., meet-and-greet events and cocktail parties, somehow you met with a Russian ambassador and you instantly ran into him at Starbucks or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's also just bizarre that the idea that there is something illegitimate or even weird about government officials meeting with an ambassador from a foreign country. I mean, they're trying to make it sound like there are these meetings with KGB spies, you know, exactly. out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we have ambassadors from foreign countries really for that purpose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of them two meetings was a public meeting in the context of diplomats being from a variety of countries, maybe upwards of 90, mm-hmm. Being brought in to meet with officials at the Republican National Convention. So, you know, there was nothing really secretive about that. I mean, it was a program specifically intended to get people who, in the party interacting with foreign diplomats,
exactly.
Not just the Russians. And it was public. So it really boggles the mind to think that something untoward was likely to have happened in that interaction.
Well, it's common sense, don't you think, James? You'd want our people to be able to hit the ground running. I mean, which, of course, this administration has had a very difficult time doing. The Democrats have not been helpful whatsoever. They've been putting sticks in the spokes, as I say, as the Republican Party is trying to get this government underway here. And meanwhile, we've got major problems in this country, and we're trying to manufacture this Russian boogeyman, so to speak, to, as your point, and what you're pointing to here is the bottom line is to say that Donald Trump is not legitimate.
That's right. And you know, anything the Democrats see at this point is going to be viewed from the prism of inherently there has to be something untoward and illegitimate to anything Trump or his appointees do. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see that. It's sort of like, you know, I analogize it to there's a wife who believes she's being cheated on. And if there is any interaction with another woman that she could find, no matter how innocuous it is,
exactly.
You're not going to be able to convince her it's innocuous.
Right.
And so any contact anybody associated with Trump had with the Russians is going to be read as part of some big conspiracy to tilt the election to Trump.
Now, part of the Democrats' talking points here, James, is that 17 agencies have investigated this and they all agree. I don't get, I mean, the only thing I read from these investigations is that there's nothing there. Even James Comey reinforced that here recently, without making any big statement. In fact, he was asked directly, can we quote you on it? Can you make a statement on this? Well, he would allow the administration to make a statement, but he didn't want to come out and insert himself like he did during the campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a certain degree of agreement among intelligence and government agencies that the Russians in some way wanted to sow discord, you know, that there was some degree of Russian involvement in wanting us to have these kinds of conversations that we're having about the election, you know, several months later. I think they did want that. But there is a lot of disagreement about did they really want one candidate to beat the other? Were they trying to embarrass Hillary Clinton because they assumed, like everybody else did, that she would be the person who was elected president? You know, how much direct government involvement was there actually? On those questions, there still is a certain degree of disagreement. And in the reports they've released publicly, the evidence that they present is pretty thin. Now, that doesn't maybe mean that there isn't stronger evidence that is classified and hasn't been released publicly, but based on what they've actually been able to say publicly, these reports are very heavy on assertion and very thin on evidence.
Exactly. Well, no doubt Russians have been meddling, let's say North Korea, let's say China, other nations. And I wouldn't be surprised if you had a couple of kids in the back room just for fun, just saying, hey, can we hack into this? Can we just, you know, kind of muddy up the waters a little bit just for fun? Maybe as a, you know, maybe a semester project here or something, you know. And
the country has major cybersecurity problems. There's
no question
about that. And a number of these cybersecurity threats come from hostile foreign powers, and Russia is certainly one of them. China has also been doing a lot of hacking. And I don't think anybody denies that, but to only be interested in it in the context of trying to delegitimize an election result that, that was at best tangentially related to any of the hacking, you know, I think it does a disservice to the real cybersecurity needs that the country has.
And it does a disservice to we the people, Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman that says, get on with it all right already. I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't want to hear about this stuff anymore. We've got major problems. We got people that are on food stamps at record numbers, unemployment at record numbers. We want to get back right to work. We want to do something for our family. We don't want to care. You know, who cares less about all this small ball politics?
Right, and for the Democrats are also potentially doing themselves a disservice by not focusing on why they actually lost the election, and instead of inventing all of these excuses and boogeymen as their reasoning for losing the election. And if you don't think about why you lost, it makes it harder to win next time.
Well, you would think that if you really wanted to go after somebody, maybe they got encouraged because they got General Flynn out of there. But, you know, at some point, they're going to lose all credibility. And this situation, starting with the question from Al Franken, which was so discombobulated, he himself knew he was on thin ice, even bringing the question up and trying to quote CNN as some sort of respectful, factual source. Of course, today now, CNN is so tarnished that when you mention them, they're losing credibility by the bucketfuls here, James.
Right. But they did get Sessions to recuse, so, you know, they did get at least a partial victory there, and I think that was part of what they were going for in the first place.
Well, they're going to move fast because, of course, his deputy secretary is a Barack Obama appointee. Wouldn't that be ironic that they would be able to choose the inspector general on this one, or the special prosecutor,
yeah,
I mean.
I think that was the objective all along.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. The drama continues from the Beltway. James Antle, the third on Bill Martinez Live. James, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you? Pray you.
Now.
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to hear it if you let us. That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay. Now playing in theaters.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime. Die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less. In some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today,
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet some of Ricky's friends after all these years.
Lucy quiere que le diga que está muy contenta de conocer a los amigos míos de Cuba después de tantos años de casados.
Ah, muchas gracias.
Did you have a nice boat trip up here?
Honey, they're not hard of hearing, you know.
Bill Martinez.
I love those sitcoms, you know. I'll tell you, as much as TV has advanced, you got to admit, whether it's Red Skeleton, Lucy and Desi and that, always good fun to remember. I mean, some great times and production values that we had growing up. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, right there on TV every night. Ed Sullivan. What do you remember as a kid?
I remember, of course, my favorite TV shows, like, Brady Bunch and Partridge Family.
That's
and
right. You were in that era. You're a little bit after me. So you were part of the Brady.
But I loved Johnny Carson.
Yes.
I watched Johnny Carson as a small child, and the whole family would gather around. And I still love watching his reruns.
I know,
Carol
aren't they?
Burnett.
Who absolutely Carol Burnett, the stuff that she did. In fact, we've been talking lately on several occasions with Kreskin. Remember Kreskin?
No, who was that?
And, oh, he was the mentalist. He was the one, that would, do these incredible, amazing, I don't want to say they're tricks, but they were just, these mind things that he would do, on Carson. It was just terrific. But no, there was, just some, classic.
And the pets, that was my favorite.
Oh, you like the pets,
huh? The folks on from the zoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd have like little critters running around up in his hair, and I remember one time this chimpanzee or something got after him. Like it was on a chain, it went after him, he had to run across the room, and as a little kid, I'm like, that's so great! That was great television.
Yeah, it was.
Days. But now you can watch TV Land, and you can watch, what is it called? It's like Antenna TV.
Those old Antenna TV, that makes sense,
comforting.
Right. Yeah, because you can watch some of those good old fun movies. But anyway, we've got a lot going on here now. Hey, The Shack is opening tonight, huh? The movie,
I'm
The Shack, which has been
that.
A long, long await. It's been interesting here, within the Christian community about The Shack. Because some have I think they've read into it more than they need to.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I think for many people, and I think Jesus was really clear, said, look, if somebody is talking, for us, and even the Apostle Paul said, if somebody's talking about us, they can't be talking bad about us. So, what is the big whoop here as we all try to understand, the spiritual, which last time I checked, I don't know that any one person has the corner on that. Do you?
Well, exactly. And for me, what it showed me in my heart at the time I read it I read it in two sittings. It changed my life, and I had been a Christian since I was 7 years old. It reminded me that he will be what I need him to be at any time.
Right.
And I think that the point you're making is true, that people read too much into it. This author, I mean, he wrote it for his family as a Christmas gift. He did not know this was going to be this big blockbuster hit, but I think people just grabbed onto the fact that Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, they will be what we need them to be. And I'm just hoping that the screenplay that they wrote really sticks closely with the book. So I'm kind of, you know, anxious to see if they're going to spin it the correct way or not, because I think this film has the chance to change people's lives too, if they don't vary from it and start doing weird stuff.
Exactly.
Who knows when it comes to screenplay?
Well, yeah, they can, and we'll see how this plays out. And as I mentioned to you, we're going to be talking, with, you know, one of the people from the Shack, giving away the book. There's actually a Shack study guide. So how is that going to settle with some in the Christian community that, have just turned their backs on this?
Well, I just think that people can tend to be, I don't want to know if the best word is legalistic, but I think that happens sometimes. And I think that's sad, because whatever it takes to reach people, if that book reminded someone that God is good and cares about them and that our loved ones are going to a better place and that we have nothing to fear, that's what it did for me. It took away fears. I remember when I finished it, I was driving down the street and I just mentally noticed that I didn't have fear the way I had before.
Wow.
Because it helped me realize that he's preparing a place for us in heaven. And my mother had just passed away right before that, and I was really struggling. And it just helped me see she is okay. She wouldn't want to come back. And when I see her again, it will be as if no time has passed, and that God works something beautiful and tremendous even out of the worst tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, you know, a lot of people had trouble, and I don't know, I don't want to give anything away, but a lot of you have heard about this, whether you've read the book or not. But the, you know, the God figure was like this amazing black woman. And
yes.
I'm like, you know what? It's just showing that is what that man needed, because he had had so many wounds and scars from
right.
his own life. Remember, he said, God's like, if I came to you as a man, you would have not received me. So I wanted to come to you in a way that you would be drawn to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think, like you said, it's just the way the author told it, to show that he is everything we need. He's, you know, the sun, the moon, the stars, our best friend, our father, our God, and he will supply all of our needs and comfort us in the times we need it the most. And I would have to say it is like probably in the top five books I've ever read as far as what it did to my heart.
Well,
and
William,
that's a big statement to make.
No, that is, well, the fact that you said that it changed your life, I think anything, you know, that changes your life or encourages you. Again, I'm reminded often, Lauren, you know, a proverb says, it talks about a word aptly spoken. And, typical of Hebrew, it's more than just a word. It's an action, a gesture. Anything that is aptly spoken, and that aptly spoken is that which encourages righteousness, that rhymes with your reason, that hits you at a depth, that blesses you in such a way. And this is what it did for you. And, I mean, this book sold 22 million copies, Lauren. I mean,
well,
that
so
is
obviously
incredible.
I'm not the only one that was touched by it.
No,
and the
not.
Conversations I've had with people, they either feel like me or they were like, I couldn't read it yet. Because it is kind of tough. You know, when you start reading it, my father had read it before me. And when I started, I was like, Dad, I don't know if I can read this, because it's around a horrible tragedy. And
right.
he said, just stay with it.
Right.
Stick with it. Don't back off. He said, because at the end, you'll be so glad that you read it. And I was
exactly.
glad he told me that. And I'm hoping that it will heal many hearts, because
yeah.
so many people have been turned around by it. And I will have to tell you that the man that wrote the book, I read his second book that came out, I guess it was
Crossroads.
Last year, and I didn't care for it.
You didn't care for Crossroads, yeah, but the Shack, that's William Paul Young. We're going to be talking with him later today. He is the author of The Shack. And
don't tell him I said that.
hey, people, Lauren, people know in our, even like in our business, you get people, hey, I love Lauren. Oh, you know, whatever. You know, they get the whole space. Bill Martin, I love, oh, Bill, oh, why do you listen to that guy? I mean, you know,
yeah.
we've been dealing with rejection for how long? And this was before we got married.
Exactly. Right.
I'm just saying, you know, did I expose a little bit of myself here? I'm sorry.
No. That's okay. That's okay. So, this is all about being real. But, I mean, yeah. What he did was tremendous. You know what I'm saying? That book, The Shack God, used that. He wasn't planning. He was planning on it for his family. And then
exactly. All
of a sudden somebody got a hold of it from one of his kids, I think, and it just exploded. But God used that kind of like when Bruce Wilkinson wrote the prayer of Jabez.
Exactly.
And we were all like, oh, my goodness, we can pray this prayer. And this was in all the begats, and we had missed it all these years to know that we could pray that God would increase our territory and bless us and that we wouldn't cause pain. It was kind of one of those divine moments where God uses us, and it changes a nation. It changes a world.
Because exactly.
I think The Shack was, like, popular not just in the United States. I mean, it exploded all over.
Oh, it was internationally. It was an international event, no doubt about it. But that's the power of the Word of God, and it's also, I believe, is God's authentication upon a ministry. He authenticates the ministry, and to have it, you know, reach out and touch and have 22 million people. And as a rule, when somebody buys a book, it's shared amongst three or four others. So you're probably talking at least over 40 million people, probably maybe even as many as 60 million people have read the book. And then beyond that, now with the movie breaking out today, this is going to be, I can't wait to go see it. And by the way, I said next
week. Well, Octavia Spencer's the lead, so it's like they're the people they've cast, and I think it's Sam Worthington. I mean, these are amazing actors.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they just said, this is a shack. It's some, you know, Christian thing possibly, and we're just going to give some B artists. I mean, they really thought a lot through the casting of this. And, you know, I kept hoping, like, all the Frank Peretti books, remember back in the day, were going to be made.
Oh, yes, right.
And they
yes,
never
right.
were.
Piercing the
and
Darkness.
So I'm
and
all, so right, glad sure. they followed through with this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is exciting. I mean, the book debuted on New York Times bestseller list at number one. It stayed there for over 172 weeks, Lauren. 52 weeks at number one.
Is that record breaking?
Yeah, that is just incredible. And here it is being made into a feature film released by Lionsgate, and it is releasing today. And William Paul Young just did an incredible job, and I'm sure he would tell you that he has so been richly blessed by God. And as you say, this was for his kids and his family. Hey, real quick, we got about 30 seconds, I mean, which is almost unfair, but you and I talked about this previously, and that was, President Trump's speech. The vision that he cast out for America, I think was real exciting and energizing.
It was very exciting.
It really energized the Democrats. It got them out of the hallway right away. Yeah.
I don't think they're going, stand up. But now what's going on, it shows that they're trying to come back and say, oh, we've got to do something. And I just tell everybody, keep staying the course. And look, I'm going, you know what you're talking about. That's crazy. The thing with Sessions, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Well,
keeping it all in perspective.
It's the truth that'll set us free, and we need freedom in this country to get it back on track. The Lolo Girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, 25 years in the media. An honor always to have her on with us. Lauren, thank you so much. Take care.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.